up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as Angel Akita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my husband of almost 15 years. That is crazy. My boyfriend of almost 20. My co-host. Tell him who you are, babe.
First of all, what's happening, family? I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. This is your first time joining. This is a weekly podcast where we talk about any and everything we god dang please.
Did you tell them your name?
Did I? I'm Marcus Tanksley.
Yeah, I don't.
AKA Tank of Tanks Riders.
There you go.
AKA that heifer.
Come on.
AKA he called me a heifer.
There you go. Yeah.
All of that jazz.
All that jazz.
Anyway, like I was saying, the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. It's a weekly podcast where we talk about any and everything. We talk about family, politics, love, hate, current events, old events, whatever we feel like it.
Yo, we try to keep it fun. We try to keep it insightful at the same time. We do have some sponsors for this podcast. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord. This is what allows us to be able to have a set.
Yeah.
We now have kids running all up and through. It allows us to have a producer. Allowed us to buy the equipment.
Made me start wearing clothes.
Yes. So many things happened because of us having sponsors. So we would love for you to check them out. Our sponsors for today's episode are Ladder Financial Incorporated, Helix, Every Plate, and Stamps. We're going to tell you more about them later on in the podcast. But as I always tell you all, when you support them, you support us. Mm-hmm. We're not asking you to buy anything you don't need or want. But we're saying if you need something that they offer, give them a try. Use our link. Use our code. Because obviously, it helps us out. And we appreciate it. Because most of y'all are getting this podcast for $3.99. There's a couple of people, a couple of wonderful people that are paying
absolutely
to see this podcast. Hey, tell them who they are, baby.
They seen it early. They seen it right now as we film it. That's our Patreon. That's the immediate family. Mm-hmm. Y'all can go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel and join for a low, 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 low of $5 a month. And if you buy it for the year in advance, you get it a little cheaper.
Come on. I know you focused for that.
You see? your nose about to bleed. You're going to see a trickle of blood run down.
He looked at me like, babe, I think I'm going to do it. I'm like, do it, babe. I think I'm going to do it. You going to say it?
So, yeah, if y'all see us, you may notice our energy may be a little off, maybe a little low. They got the full story, but we just going to tell y'all we've been going since 12 a.m.
We ain't telling them. That's for our Patreon.
All right. So you ain't going to hear nothing else. Don't worry about our energy.
We're going to fake it till we make it. All right. But yeah, so we're going to jump into this podcast. We're going to start with our first segment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a segment we've only done, I want to say once or twice, and it is Taking Sides. So in this segment, we basically talk about something in pop culture, and then me and Marcus take sides. It's going to be something that people have a lot of opinions on. Whether mm-hmm. or not he and I care to begin with is not the point. We're right. just going to give you yeah. our opinion on it. So a lot of people last week actually even talked about it on my other podcast, Here's the Thing, was talking about this little internet troll war that Drake went into with a married man. So Drake was minding his own business, posting about a couple of fathers who have sons that are NBA players.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband troll decided to take a dig underneath Drake's post and say something about his son, and also clowning the fact that it is known that Drake has used or still does use ghostwriters, right?
Yeah, he said something about that his son's probably playing with ghostwriters or something.
Yes,
that's
right?
The part I saw. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess Drake had time. So he commented back. He said, you know what? I'm going to follow your girl because I'm sure she's miserable and needs some excitement in her life. And he actually did the thing he said he was going to do. He's a man of his word.
Yeah.
He not only followed her, he DM'd her.
I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did. He DM'd her. I'm here for you, Ma. That's what he DM'd her. So there are other pieces to the story, but let's just start right there. What do you feel like Drake as a celebrity, as people know, at least nowadays, if you are a celebrity, especially a superstar, which Drake is, Trolls come with the territory. Criticism comes with the territory, even if it's unwarranted, which in this case was. So do you feel like Drake went too far by clapping back? Should he just let it roll off his back? This is a man who, like, is a regular guy, regular got a regular dude. Job, got married, got kids.
Got insurance. All that. Helping his wife cook the meals. Just living his life. For anybody that knows me, knows I am not a Drake fan at all. Like, I can't stand his music. I don't get it. I understand his success. He done did some things. He's been on top for a minute. But I'm not a Drake fan. Oh. I don't know what I tried. I gave his music a real strong Harvard try. Couldn't do it. With that said, Drake has every right to clap back at this man in any way. The level of savagery and pettiness is immaculate coming from Drake right now. And I applaud it. Because even though celebrities are in the spotlight, and all this, I don't feel like they always have to take the high road. They normal people too. They just in a different career.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got the president of Pepsi. All the employees know him, but he don't know all the employees.
That's
just the career path he chose. No, I don't feel like celebrities have to take the high road. If you get time as a celebrity to clap back somebody, it's been many times I've dogged out Drake on camera. I never would expect him to clap back at me, but if he did, I would probably find it hilarious. Now, if he went and followed Angel, I would take that. Personally.
Would you tell me more?
Because it's like the ultimate clapback. What can I do? Well, I'm going to follow one of the chicks that I probably already follow one of the chicks you messed with. So it's like, there's no response to that. That's the thing that we've talked about before. You got to prepare for the reaction. For every action, there's a reaction. It don't mean you always going to get ignored. I've seen it even when people, granted, I'm no celebrity. I'm not even putting myself nowhere near Drake's level. But I have had people on my Instagram, on YouTube, when they say something slick and they don't expect people to clap back. And when you come on there and clap back, it's usually, what I was saying. No, you said what you said. Mm-hmm. Now I'm saying what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So for Drake, I don't care how many trillions he got. I don't care how successful he is. If something hits him the wrong way, especially if it's just a little war of typing, who cares? If he got time, if he wants to give it that energy, hey, do you. If anything, the dude, people know him now. He need to be thanking Drake.
I am so, well, you know, I do think when you go after someone, even though the dude wasn't attacking, I won't use the word attacking Drake's child, but when you bring in his son.
I didn't even get that far yet.
Did you want to keep talking? Yeah. Is that what you said? Okay. Well, go ahead. I'll talk soon.
So with that, let the roles reverse some, because usually, you know, we just let you go and I can just I can walk out of the room and come back. People wouldn't even know. I'd be like, I'm back. They'd be like, he left?
Oh, but listen, the roles are turning, because a lot of times you'd be like, I mean, I don't know. So go ahead and
you
talk.
A lie and a half. Oh, we're going to get on that later on in this topic, old heifer. No, so that's the other thing. I don't care in what, capacity you do it. Anytime you bring up somebody's family, somebody's child, anything like that, in my opinion, that's overstepping. I don't even care if it's like, well, he did all right in that basketball game. Hey, keep this on me. You know what I'm saying? This is me and you right now. So even with that, it's like, yes, clap back at him, dig into his social media, find out about his family. Say, I saw your little son in a little dusty shoe. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm like, if you're going to do it, if you're going to punch a wall, expect the wall to either not move or punch you back.
Okay.
Simple as that.
That was the weirdest analogy
I was going somewhere and I couldn't figure out what I was about to say.
I was like, the wall punches back. Okay.
Yeah. We mean it punch back, meaning it might hurt.
Yeah.
You might get your anger out or it may feel good to, you know, say something about somebody, but if it hurts when you do it, hey.
I definitely think Drake was trying to do a one and done with him following his wife. Now, the wife added to the petty by, like, reposting Drake. She was like, hey, Champagne Poppy. Like, she responded. And for her, she was like, I didn't ask for any of this. Like, I did not ask for this attention. I didn't, like, this was my husband deciding to choose violence today underneath this man's post. and now all eyes on me. So I will say in that aspect, he's wrong.
Who Drake is?
Yes. Meaning she has received a lot of scrutiny because of these two men. This was a little beef that they had. Well, it wasn't a beef. It was a man thinking he could just say whatever and Drake being like, I'm a hit you back. The only part I would say I wish Drake didn't do, but I mean, he could do whatever the heck he wants. He's a grown man. Is if it could have been isolated around the man. Mm-hmm. Because she's like, she's been receiving so much like hate from folk, like from her response to it. She had to do a whole post to be like, I am happy in my marriage. I don't want y'all to get it twisted or confused. She was like, and I did not ask for any of this. Like, I was minding my business, and somehow I ended up in the middle of this little thing. So that's the only, wow, I think his clapback was absolutely hilarious. And like you said, it's one of those things where being the husband, there's nothing you can do.
Like, yeah, it's nothing. And I don't think Drake's wrong for that.
But I am saying
no, but, she's getting any clap, that's back, why she don't deserve that.
That is why I'm saying I think he went too far.
The husband is wrong for bringing up anything dealing with somebody's
family. Absolutely.
Once you cross the line of family, I'm gonna cross the line of family. It don't mean I gotta hit the same family member, but I'm gonna be at the reunion. I'm just gonna, hey, grandma, you and Uncle Steph. Yeah, let me get y'all too.
That is what it's taking sides for a reason, and in me taking sides, I think he went a smidge too far. Just on the strength, like I said, she's having to deal with stuff because of them two, and he also knew that would be a button that once he pushed, wasn't really nothing that dude could do.
Yeah.
He can't say nothing. He can't do nothing. Yeah. It's just like, well, okay. He had to go ahead and laugh. He had to go ahead and be a part of the joke. Because what you gonna do?
Yeah. You know what Drake did, though? He did the same thing Pusha T used against him. When he brought up Pusha T's wife. Pusha T said, oh, but you got a son out here that nobody know about.
Yeah. Listen.
Hey.
Absolutely. It is
he took that lesson and put it on somebody else.
It's all fun and games until it's not.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Bravo, Drake.
I feel like there's so many other ways he could have hit him without bringing up his wife, but I do get what you're saying. You can't sit here and be like, okay, these are the parameters
you stepped over the parameters. On the battlefield and say where people going to shoot you.
The only difference is that, like,
he chose balance with an army.
Okay, let me finish my statement.
Oh, go ahead.
Only
the number one. No, I'm just playing.
All right, let's go to our first sponsor. No, leave me alone. Our first sponsor of today is Ladder. Okay, so let me tell you where I've been at in life mentally here lately. I have, now that our whole financial situation has changed, how we make money has changed, especially for Marcus, but even for me, I am really focused on staying healthy. I'm really focused on not putting myself in dangerous situations because I do know how fragile life is. We've had so many people lose loved ones in the past couple of months, to be honest. And with that being said, I have been super diligent on protecting my family. And that's not only with, like I said, my actions of like trying to eat healthy, working out, but also making sure that we have a life insurance in place, especially term coverage, which is surprisingly affordable. Why not pay a bit each month to protect the ones you love? And if you're asking yourself the question, choose Ladder. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. You just need a few minutes, a phone or laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder's policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes' Best Life Insurance 2021 list. Finally, since life insurance costs you more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladderlife.com/argue today to see if you're instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/argue. Ladderlife.com/argue. All right. Moving on to the next topic. I'm excited about this one. This is a segment that we like to call Back in the Day.
Let's go back.
Way back.
Back in time.
This is where, y'all know, we've been doing this podcast now for 7 years. We started it in 2015 after I had the twins. So we've got a lot of footage. We've got a lot of episodes.
We had a lot of breaks, too.
Yes, we did. Oh, when we broke, we broke. So I want to play a little clip, and we're going to see how much time has changed. You ready?
Let me tell you something about my husband. If you all don't know this, you probably could assume it, but if you don't know this, he is not a type of dude that compartmentalizes his emotions or feelings. So if he's gotten irritated by something, it's not that he just is irritated by that thing. He becomes irritated by everything.
It's a domino effect.
And it sucks.
Cause it's a lot to be irritated about.
It sucks. No, but there's a lot of things to not be irritated about. But somehow you get stuck over there.
Yeah, it's like I said. It's yeah.
I'm telling you.
I ain't gonna go into detail because it's like this thing, that thing. I'm looking at something right now. As much as I go through to keep the kids off of this couch that we are still paying for. And Angel gets up and drops a glass of red wine on the couch. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't that send me? I'm like, really?
Oh.
Throw that voice in the trash.
I hope she plays the visual. I hope so that you all can see what we look like in here. My hair is short. I was thin. I only had one chin.
Like, and Marcus's beard remodeling company.
Marcus's chin looks so much smaller because he didn't have this colossal beard that he has on his face. So let's see how much has changed since then. So I was making the observation that a lot of times when you are upset, it is not just the one. It's not like your upsetness affects how you respond to everything.
If I'm irritated or annoyed or upset at something, I am now irritated, upset, or annoyed. Not just at that, just that's how I feel in the moment because of that.
So you feel like it's 100% the same?
I don't know. I think depending on what it is.
I'll say you've become more professional. So if we were to talk about this in the sense of, because I'm not sure exactly what happened prior to that clip for me to say that, but a lot of times our Patreon sees it all the time. Me and Marcus might get into a small argument before we start shooting, right? Mm-hmm. And at one point in time, Marcus would still have the energy from that argument traveling into the beginning of the podcast. Yeah. Now you don't do that.
Because this is like actual, it's a different circumstance now. Before it was just like, let me go set in. We talked about this. Let me go and sit in and do this podcast with her.
But did you?
Now, so it was just like, I had a job that I went to earlier that day and another one I was going to that.
So did you never see this as something that was eventually going to be? I guess that's where we have two different mindsets.
I wasn't sure.
So you were just doing it out of for
back
just
in 2017? No, I thought it may be going somewhere, but I still wasn't sure. As you recall, I was still trying to climb the ladder where I was working.
I know.
Yeah, so that's what it was. I was, what was it, a year at the company that I recently retired from? So it was, I was just got basically almost still fresh on a job like a year in, maybe, depending on, yeah, not even a year yet. So I had just started a new job maybe less than 8 months ago. My focus is on climbing the ladder in that job. And yes, we had a podcast. I was still doing it, but that wasn't the priority or the forefront of my thought process. No.
I mean, you also know that the podcast wasn't part of my income as of yet. Okay. No, you said it.
Entertainment was the part of your income, though.
Yeah, but podcasting was not. Podcasting was something else that people had were like, you all should do.
Yeah. Like then, did I even have an Instagram then?
Of course you didn't.
Yeah, so it's like the whole social media podcasting, that was not like, all right, one of these days.
So tell me, maybe this will help clear up things. So why were you doing the podcast, you feel?
For you.
For me?
Yeah. For you, it was something that we were doing. You were explaining to me, now this is something that could possibly do something. I was like, all right, if she's confident in this, I'm going to stick with it.
But at any given moment,
if you were like, I don't feel like we need to do that no more, bet, I'd have stopped.
I thought you were doing it for the fans because it was the fans that were like, let's do a podcast multiple times.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, subscribers. I do not like that word.
Fans. I was like, fans.
I don't like the word. But, yeah, the people.
And if you recall, a lot of people did not like me at that point.
I wouldn't say that.
There was enough.
I wouldn't say that people disliked
you. Then I got in there like a tick. Now I can't get out.
I don't think people understood you. I don't think it was a dislike. I think for them, it was the thing of you showing up on camera irritated and them not understanding.
Oh.
It was just like, is this man perpetually upset? So I will 12, say.
14-hour days. Like,
listen, that's what it felt like being at home with two twins. I will say that, like I said, the thing that has changed is that you are now, you behave in a more professional way through your feelings. Now, if we're not working, Marcus is going to be in his feelings about whatever it is that you're in your feelings about. But if it's time to, like, lock in, Marcus knows how to flip the switch now.
And just like you said. Or like we just thought. Then I wasn't working. Now I'm working.
See, I always considered that is where we differ. Anything that I am doing that I don't consider that I am trying to make become monetizable, I try to approach it like it's work at the beginning. Whereas for you, if the money is not there,
it was still very hard to me to see the theoretical money in doing all this.
And so for you, that is something that you don't take serious until it makes sense.
I didn't, because that was my first time stepping into all this. I'm saying then, I'm talking about Marcus, 2017. Then it was and prior to. Mm-hmm. Even both of us, like even when we started in 2015, as you know, we would stop doing podcasts and take, you know, 3 weeks, a month, 6 month break. Because it was like, all right, are we going to keep doing it? It was more of a chore. It wasn't like, all right, let's sit down and get to work. If I was honestly looking at it like, all right, this is a job, this is work, I need to step in here and do this. And we didn't decide to do that until you said, all right, before we try to sign up for sponsors and stuff, we need to prove to ourselves that we can post.
That's not what I said. I said, before we get a Patreon.
Well, we get a Patreon, we need to make sure, we need to prove to ourselves that we can be consistent. And that's when I was like, all right, that's what we're doing.
So is that what you're saying you needed at the beginning?
Yeah. Because you wanted to do it more than I did, but you were also willing to not do it almost as much as I was.
I feel like clearly, multiple times, it's already a struggle for me with everything that I have on my plate to motivate myself to like get stuff done. So trying to motivate someone else while motivating myself is almost like mission impossible. So it wasn't that I did not want to do it as much as you didn't want to do it. I didn't want to have to motivate you to do it.
But I was there for you. Can't even get the thank you.
You need to say thank you. Look at where we are for the vision of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Please speak.
What? Yeah. I am thankful for all this. But initially, I started doing it for you. Like, then I was set down. I'm like, I'm going to stick in this for her.
I would have never asked you to do it for me, is what I'm saying. I thought we were doing it because of the people wanting us to do it. I'm dead serious. The vlogging was for us. Helped.
I'm saying, yeah,
the vlogging, I will say, that was all for me. The podcast, I really thought you were doing it because you kept seeing the comments of, y'all should do a podcast.
No, that was part of it. But the main reason was for you. It wasn't because, like, a whole bunch of people that I didn't know was like, hey, y'all need to speak on there. It was like, okay, that was a plus, definitely.
Okay. I know that what you want from me is thank you for doing it for me, but I would have, if had I known that was the reason why you were doing it, I would have told us, let's not.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't.
I'm going to just be honest. So how else do you think things have changed?
From then?
Mm-hmm.
As far as what?
You're compartmentalizing.
Oh, yeah. Now it's like, because it's work now, so... Then when I would go to work, if something annoyed me or got me, I would be at that particular situation. I could, focus on that and be annoyed at that and handle what I need to do. But everything else, if I'm dealing with somebody on this project or this side of the, project, that I could go over here and they wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that has replaced to now this is my profession.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of the podcast, yes, if I'm annoyed, I'm going to come off annoyed, but on the podcast, on the vlog or whatever it is, if I'm annoyed, it's like, you ain't going to know because it's a time and a place. In life, it's my personal life. I can just let loose and be annoyed at something.
So do you feel like that's the reason why you show so much more enthusiasm with you and Greg's is because the money isn't hypothetical?
Yeah, no, I have the proof now. So the beginning stages of that, that's me saying, do a podcast. Greg saying, yeah, we should do a podcast. Absolutely. Now I know, okay, I have an example set before me. Before, I didn't have an example. Mm-hmm. There was just like, I was going off your word and I'm like, all right, if that's what she say, that's what it is. You showing me, look, people, I'm like, all right, I see the people in here. She thinks this is going to go somewhere. I believe her. Now I see, oh no, this could actually go somewhere. So I'm going to take this, put it over here. I'm going to take it again and put it over there. Take it again and put it in something else. Thank you for that.
No, we can thank
Greg. For showing me that way.
No, I was about to say, Greg can thank me.
What's up, man?
Because that the way you all have tackled this, the way you all have partnered in this, would have been great.
Oh, it would have been great if I had tackled it like that in the past?
Oh, this podcast would have been further along if there were two, like, I now know if
two
I'm tired.
Two people into it. And
yes.
I see what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. But it was the money. That's very clear now. It was the money and it not being a serious thing to you because it was hypothetical.
Yeah. It was like, we got Patreon. It's like, all right, I got hundreds of people at work that I got to deal with. This stuff is like, now I'm talking to these theoretical people. They seem to like what I'm saying sometimes. So, all right, I'm going to stick with it.
Listen, I think sometimes you don't recognize. I know you speak a lot about, you were at your job, a job that you dislike. I think sometimes you see me tackling this stuff, especially with social media, and don't recognize the other responsibilities I have, as if all of me doing this is easy and it's you only struggling in it?
I knew you were struggling in it.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. When you say, oh, my reasoning is I had a job, I'm like, well.
No, I knew. God dang. I wasn't saying that you wasn't struggling with it. I knew you were doing a bulk of it. You even brought up multiple times. It's like, I'm doing most of this. Or whatever, I'd like for you to do more in this because it's all falling on me. And I'm like, what you want me to do? I don't even know what to do. So eventually it moved over into me producing it, and that lasted all of a year. And he was like, all right, we need some help with that. Because you were burnt out. I got burnt out even quicker.
Yeah, I definitely think, thank God, we've come a long way. But that definitely is not a part of how Marcus comes into the podcast now. I don't think we would last too much now that we have so many people actually being able to do other stuff for us, it's like, okay, we get to really show up, be talent. We still got to produce some, so, but it is like, okay, now either we do it right now or we just ain't gonna do this. But I think we both needed people to take some of the responsibilities off of our shoulders, especially the parts that neither one of us were good at, like producing. That was not either one of our, like, I held it down as long as I could, and he did the same, and he produced some really great episodes. But then after that, we were both like, and we're done with ideas. So, again, thank you, Bree. Now to our next sponsor, which is Helix Mattress. Well, it's actually Helix Sleep, but you can get an amazing mattress experience through Helix. We have the Midnight Lux, I do believe, mattress from Helix. We took this super simple 2-minute online sleep quiz at helixsleep.com for them to get a chance to understand how we sleep. Marcus is, what are you? How do you sleep?
Side.
He's a side sleeper. I kind of move throughout the night. Sometimes I'm on my back. Sometimes I'm on my side. And then they also found out what type of firmness we like. We do not like super firm beds, as if we're about to get a massage on a massage table.
We don't like soft, where it feel like you're in quicksand or sleeping on just bales of cotton.
Absolutely, absolutely not. We like a medium firm type of mattress. So they were able to go from there. We were able to match us with the perfect mattress for us, because not all mattresses are made for all people. And one thing that we both love about Helix Sleep, like for real, is that it is a hybrid mattress. So what we mean by hybrid is that you're getting springs and memory foam. So the springs help support your body, right? Because your alignment needs support at night, your whole entire skeletal system. That's why people sometimes wake up with their backs hurting, because they're not getting the support they need in certain areas. Then there's the memory foam. The memory foam helps to, like, caress your body, helps to, like, shape around your body so that you don't feel like you're sleeping on the floor. Like, you don't need that type of support. You do want some comfort so that you can get a good night's sleep. They even have cooling mattresses. So I'm not sure if some of y'all out there sleep hot, especially us women, after we have kids. You remember I used to have night sweats real bad? Mm-hmm. You could see a ring of sweat around my body. It was terrible. But now, even with my hormones regulating, I still am a hot sleeper, so they have cooling mattresses. So if you're one of those people that is just like at night, you turn on like a self-cleaning oven, Helix Sleep has something for you. We absolutely love it. We have been hunting for mattresses. We were so happy when we were partnering with them and we got our new mattress. We absolutely love it. You don't have to take our word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick for 2020. And that was by GQ and Wired Magazine. Helix has been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving sleep. Just go to helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you with a customized mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans so that you can get so a great night's sleep is never far away. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Again, that's helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
And now for one of our other favorite sponsors, we've got Every Plate, or as very affectionately known on this podcast as
Plates.
Absolutely. Every Plate is America's best value meal kit. It has delicious meals that don't break your bank. Plus, you have a discount that you'll be able to get from us. But before I tell you what it is, let me tell you about this amazing, amazing meal service plan. First of all, Every Plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping. Like, everybody think grocery shopping be the cheaper way to go. Every Plate is like, no, hold up, swole up. You can save 25%, right? And they're quality ingredients that are pre-portioned. So not only are you saving money, you're also reducing your food waste. So you don't have to worry about buying a bunch of broccoli that's going to be looking like a mop by the just a brown murky mop because you'd have forgot about it at the back of your refrigerator. They have 17 recipes that change each week. You can swap proteins, veggies, sides to your liking, and you can switch up your dinner routine however you want. After all, variety is the spice of life. Every plate recipes come together in just 6 simple steps and are done in about 30 minutes or less. And there's something from for everybody. They have classic plate, veggie plate, family plate, easy plate, and the preferences to serve up crowd-pleasing meals every single night. As I've mentioned before, we love using these services. Every plate is one that we are absolutely in love with. The kids love helping me choose what meal we're going to cook, and they also love assisting me prep. And with everything being pre-measured, it just, pre-portioned, it takes the brain work out of it because I don't have the energy. Y'all see how exhausted I am right now. And I'm going to go home and cook for my kids, but the only reason why I'm going to be able to do this is because of Every Plate. So we want you to give Every Plate a try because, again, we want you to save money, and Every Plate is the best value meal kit. So try Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code
ARGUE179.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code
ARGUE179.
Again, I'm going to tell you one more time. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code
ARGUE179.
ARGUE179. That's up to $104 value. Again, this is Every Plate, America's best value meal kit, and we thank them for sponsoring today's podcast. All right, let's jump into the main topic of the day. You ready?
Yeah.
How to argue with your spouse. Now, was that an argument that you think we were just having?
No, I think it could have been if I wasn't taking the high road.
Woo!
Yeah, nah.
The lines we tell.
For us, that's the kind of arguments we have. For us, that was an argument, which y'all just saw.
You think so?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Please.
Because usually our arguments is, usually the way they go is, from my perspective, is we will bring up something will be talked about. We have two different point of views.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the situation or whatever it is has already passed, and we're just discussing it and we disagree on it. So with that, I'm ready to just move on because I don't care because it doesn't really matter anymore. So where Angel, I believe you would look at it at a different, at a deeper level than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, and you're like, no, but we need to understand the ins and outs of why we had this disagreement or why we're thinking of it on two different planes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, even if we understand that, in my opinion, even if we understand that, that still doesn't matter. We can still move on. Like, and it can be.
Go ahead.
I'm
going to say something, but go ahead.
We can still move on because, like I said, my thought process, and that's like what we just talked about, in 2017, that was where my mindset was. You didn't know that. But that's something that we never talked about in detail of. We didn't sit down to each other. It's like, oh, so why are you doing this? Why are we doing this? Or, you know, that we were just in the moment trucking along.
Okay, so you feel like, so you don't think understanding the other person's mindset inside of the decisions that are clashing is beneficial
no.
to future?
No, that's definitely beneficial.
Okay.
That's definitely beneficial. What I'm usually, we don't, this, that was like, so what we just talked about, that was like a deeper, like, this is my thought process back then. But we would go round and round on something simple as, I thought you brought in the groceries. No, I didn't bring it in. I thought you was going to bring it in. No, but I said, it don't matter what you said. I'm just going to go out here and get the groceries. Why we got to keep talking? Because you know, that's how it usually is. I'm just like, It don't really matter. Let me just go out here and get this and just move on from it.
And so the reason why and he's right, a lot of times our arguments really take place in the me wanting more in the discussion and Marcus wanting to cut it off. Like Marcus, when did you say this? You said it like I think in a video, oh no, when you were talking about your ick, is someone argumentative. So a lot of times Marcus will cut off conversation in order not for it not to go into an argument. Where with me, I'm like, this can be a discussion. It doesn't have to be an argument if we are actually trying to get an understanding of where the other person is coming from. But he don't be wanting to know.
Even if it's only a discussion, I'm like, I don't want to discuss this. Why are we discussing this?
Because I need to, the fact of the matter is that in order for me to avoid whatever thing is annoying you at the time, or in order for you to understand what you did that either annoyed or pissed me off, I do believe there has to be a, it's not always a black and white, okay, just don't do that again. Yeah. It's a, okay, oh, you understood what I said differently than what the way that I thought I had said it.
Yeah, so I would say, you probably disagree with me, I would say 90% of our arguments are not something that deep. It's something as simple as, granted, this wasn't an argument. I can't think of a specific example, but like the mailbox key, like couldn't find it. And if we were going back and forth, and if you told me it was, you know, the last time you checked the mail, I was in your truck, I'm not going to think to check. I may not think to check my truck. I'm just going to be like, well, where is it? I don't know. If let's say we were arguing about that and then we end up finding it, you would want to discuss the ins and outs of that whole thing and what all passed and trying to get to the nitty gritty of why you said what you said, why I said what I said, where I'm like, nigga, we was looking for the mailbox key and we found it. Why are we going this deep into this discussion on something like that?
Because.
It's like, that's your need.
No, that's what? Only that it would only happen if in that discussion going back and forth, there was buttons that were hit, like things that were, for me, it's just like, This is the thing that I guess you need to understand. If you want for me to be able to move on and not have the residue, like you don't like when I mad at you, you hate it. So for me, it's just like, I'm not trying to be mad. If I have an understanding, I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be mad at all, because then I can understand, okay, this is what you did, or this is why you did the thing. I didn't understand it at the time. Might not agree with it, but now I understand now. No longer mad. But if I don't get an understanding, then my narrative is going to remain true. And I'm going to be mad.
And usually by the time we get to that point, I'm like, if I don't have to talk about this anymore, I'm fine with you being mad.
No, you're not.
Now, sometimes I'm just like, you know what? Be mad.
This rare.
Yeah, but sometimes but again, a lot of times it's not on that high level. It's just you want to get in down into the thick of something that is so small and minute.
But it's not, though. It is. It's not it small and small. Not when it comes to, because half the time, the small and minute thing, the thing that you're calling small and minute, is something there being a breakdown in how we're communicating. So it's not really small and minute. It is how could we have cleared up this communication? Because at the end of the day, what do you tell people all the time? It's as cliche as it sounds. What do you always tell people?
Communication.
Communication for about what?
It's key.
Key for?
Success.
In what, babe?
Why don't you just say it? What do I say?
When somebody asks about relationship advice.
Communication is the key to success?
Yes, I was saying it was vague. We didn't say it was about relationships. That's the reason why I was saying the whole thing. Anyways, look at you. Look at you.
All right, here's one of the things. This is one of the things is Angel's a lot more wordy than I am. A lot more wordy than I am. So a lot of times I will say something trying to get, in my opinion, I'm trying to get straight to the point. Angel will want to pull out the entire manuscript and go page by page. And I'm just like,
oh no, you're not getting to the point.
To you, I'm not getting to the point.
If we both ain't at the point, then we ain't at the point. We both have to be there to get there to the point.
Earlier, when you said, how do you see, what's different from now? I said, I saw 2017, I was looking at it, and I saw it said exactly what it was.
Right, but if you're the only person that understands that, and this was a two-person relationship,
yes,
then you being at the point and me not being there with you.
Yeah, and that's usually where I find myself taking deep breaths, and I try to stay in there with you.
Okay.
I not try to be staying in there with you?
Can I be honest?
Be honest.
You sure?
Yeah, come on, be honest.
You stay in it in a way that seems very patronizing and dismissive.
I don't mean to come off that way.
If I'm being 100%, you'll be like, all right, Angel, what? If I don't know if that's what you mean, but I'm not trying to be, but that is exactly
That's how you hear it. Same as some things that you say, I hear it differently. Because I'd be like, right now you're snapping. You got an attitude. You'd be like, Marcus, no, I'm not. All I said was, yeah, whatever you want, babe. Well, I know good and goddamn well you didn't say it that way.
But the way I just imitate you not sound like how you be sounding.
Not
in
to
the...
me.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Okay, I'll eat that. Half the time I be thinking you doing it on purpose. Cause you
sometimes,
yeah, okay, man. I know you
no,
hear
if,
it.
If we're already at a
like,
point, no, wait.
Angel.
I'm just being honest right now. If we're already at a point of annoyance, yes, I'm annoyed, and I'm like, we gonna keep talking about the color, the two different colors of his goddamn paint.
I'm about to block Mama on this page. Go ahead.
I keep seeing her pop up, and I'm like, she must be drinking a high or something.
No, she told us we need some weed to calm down.
No, she's been with her daughter too long.
No, she taking your side on all of it.
She always does. And that just makes you even madder. You ain't helping.
No. I'm not. No. No. It don't matter.
But
no, Mama's
like,
having
why
fun.
Why are we sitting here still discussing the two different colors of this paint where I'm ready to completely wave the white flag? You are 100% right.
And that's not what
I want. No. And a lot of times I will try, it's happened before, I will completely understand, like I will take my time to understand exactly where you're coming from. I'm like, I understand why you thought it was that way. My bad. Do I not do that?
Yes.
And at that point, I don't give a damn what I thought. Because it matters to you. If I've come to a point to where it doesn't matter to me and I see it matters to you, I'm willing to fully understand where you're coming from. Or at least try to understand where you're coming from.
We'll pick it up in a second, but let's go to our last sponsor of today's podcast, and that is Stamps.com. Okay, if you've got a small business, inflation isn't doing you any favors right now. Between gas, between things costing more to get imported, if you have suppliers that aren't in the U.S., everything is expensive. So you got to find ways to save money. And one of the easiest ways to save money as a small business owner is stamps.com. If you're looking for a way to cut costs, mailing and shipping is a great place to start. Simply use stamps.com to mail and ship and get access to exclusive discounts and great rates on shipping from USPS and UPS. It's an easy way to keep more money in your pocket. Stamps.com saves you time, money, and stress. I definitely have used them when I've had to ship out stuff from Shop Mama Likes. I've used it to ship stuff out to my mentees. I've used it to ship out stuff to people in our Patreon when we've done giveaways. It's allowed me to be able to use the packaging we have at home in our printer to just be able to, sometimes I'll use our scale to weigh it, measure the package, put that information in. I choose the carrier and the service I want. And then for my printer, I just print out the postage. It's that simple. And then I'm able to drop it off to whatever carrier, or I can actually schedule a pickup. Like the type of life that I leave, this is clutch. And the fact that I'm able to get these rates that I wouldn't normally be able to get if I didn't have stamps.com. And this is what I'm talking about. Get discounts you won't find anywhere else, like 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS rates. Those discounts are astronomical, and there's something that you don't want to pass on. If you can use stamps.com, you need to be using it. No matter what business you're in, stamps.com can help you save on shipping. Whether you're an office sending invoices, an Etsy shop sending your products, or warehouse shipping out truckloads of orders, stamps.com is the mailing and shipping solution for you. Sell from multiple stores, no problem. Stamps.com seamlessly works with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. You only need your regular computer and printer, no special supplies or equipment. You'll be up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. Start mailing and shipping with stamps.com and keep more money in your pocket every day. Sign up with promo code ARGUE for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
So what I, oh, well, sorry, before we jump back in, thank you so much, stamps.com, for sponsoring today's podcast. So absolutely. What I was saying was, for you, the ultimate goal is to just stop the conversation. I think, is that true? Let me not put words in your mouth.
No, I think, honestly, understand with me, I come to an understanding of where we were both coming to that satisfies me.
Mm-hmm.
Where we were both coming from that satisfies me.
Uh-huh.
To where we were coming from that satisfies you, you want to look into a deeper meaning, or you need a deeper understanding of what it was, to where I don't.
Yes, because at the end of the day, I am also not trying to repeat
right
the situation again. And for me, the only way that I can hopefully come closer to that is by understanding what went wrong. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a quick apology or a you right. Hold on, you do that on purpose.
What?
You said, I don't be doing the conversation. You'll be like, you right.
No, when you are approaching something and it's like, I do the you right, when it's like, that car was black. No, it was white, Marcus. No, I saw it was black. Marcus, there's no way of proving anything out, what you think, or trying to get you to agree to outside of something that is not opinionated, or not, I can't even say not opinionated, but when you have dug your nails into the ground and refuse to move, yes, I'm going to be like, you're right. Because there's no point in me going back and forth.
Why can't we just agree to disagree?
We can't agree. That is me agreeing to disagree.
No, that's you patronizing me. You see the difference?
All right.
Dude, no, for real.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hold up. Now, hold up.
Go ahead.
Now, just by me saying that, there's been times where you'd be like, do you understand? I'm like, yeah. But Marcus, do you really? Because, and then it goes in deeper, and I'm just like.
That's because you've done that. You write to me enough times that I don't know sometimes the difference between the two.
Yeah, because usually the you write will come from, I said this. No, you said that. No, I didn't. I said this. And it's like, with that, it's like a rock and a hard place. Which one is going to give?
And that's what I'm saying about the agree to disagree. Because you've hit me with the you write, that used to be your go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you are genuinely being like, I see your point. Yeah, I don't be knowing if you are playing me or if you're sincere. And that is me, really. If you feel me like continuing the conversation, it's because I'm thinking, no, you just trying to get out of this conversation. You don't believe not a daggone thing that came out of my mouth. That's really honestly where I be coming from. Not knowing, okay, you serious? All right. Okay, well, then I can shut up.
Like, is that all it took?
So in our many past arguments, the reason why this podcast is called, Is This Going to Cause an Argument? What do you feel like we've learned?
Especially from when we were dating and even earlier marriage, when we're seriously having a back and forth, not that we ever did for real, but we make sure we do our best not to take digs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I definitely don't try, like, even if it's something that I understand now, even if it's something that may sound like a dig, like, I will lightweight come out of the argument, and look, I'm about to say this, but I'm not saying it because of that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, and then we'll go back. It's like, ding, ding, hold on, take a break, a sidebar.
Right.
Before I say this, I'm just let you know that. You'd be like, oh, okay. All right, now we're back in, gloves on.
right.
But that's the one thing we both, just from knowing each other, we both know each other's feelings. We know each other's insecurities. We know how we feel about different things, and we are careful what we say to each other and how we say it.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that. I'll say another big thing. Being in a household of all women, I don't do well with a man raising his voice at me. I don't care if I am married to you, working with you, if I've birthed you. A man raising his voice, I don't really like anybody raising their voice at me, but definitely a man. It's going to be an issue. So us having a, even in our pissiest of attitudes, having found a way to keep our tone in a place that feels respectful and being able, allowing the other person to check us if we've come out of that respectful tone. So like, if Marcus, if I can hear his volume getting loud and I'm like, hey, bring it down, he will. And the same thing, if he feels like, all right, you the one over here getting loud, pulling back on my volume so that I'm not being a hypocrite of the thing that I say that I don't like. So I think that's really big in keeping the words not feeling like they are attacking you because they're coming at you with so much force.
Mm-hmm.
You got another one?
Things that we do different?
No, just advice.
Oh, this is advice now. Because that wasn't the initial thing. You said, what do you do different?
I said, now that we've learned, what are ways that, like, healthy ways that we argue? So it is advice. That's not how I worded it, but it is advice.
Also, what was kind of hit on earlier is, I now know that Angel, a lot of times, you like, she's not just staying in an argument for the sake of arguing, because again, that's my ick. That's one of my things. I've cut relationships off, you know, before Angel real quick over that. Mm-hmm. But understanding that she does need a deeper understanding. So I will do my best to, I truly do my best to get across to her exactly what I meant and why I did what I did, or why I said what I said, mm-hmm. or whatever it may be. And then just so I can try to understand where she's coming from, so I can say it back in layman's terms coming from me, and she gets why I, you know, or she gets that I actually understand where she's coming from.
Yes.
To where, and again, it's like coming back my way, it's just like, you got it. Like,
yeah, I will say, the you right, I'm wrong, those are hard, like you said, like about things that we are believing to be hard facts. Those are a little bit more difficult. And those, I feel like you do have to decide when you're going to get to agree to disagree, because it is, I feel like it is sometimes a pointless argument to believe that you need someone to believe the exact same thing you believe. Like, I, you know, everybody has a right to believe whatever they want to believe. And so sometimes me and Marcus just are not going to be on the same page on certain things. But I do feel like when it is arguments or discussions about understanding specific situations that might not have gone the way that either one of you all expected, again, it's not so much about right or wrong, but for me, getting an understanding. Because if I can understand, if I can understand you, I can have an expectation for the next time, which will then keep me from either making the situation worse. Whatever happened in that situation, I can either go ahead and course correct for myself or understand so that I'm not either getting in my feelings about whatever is getting ready, you know, what could potentially happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I think in most arguments, it is not about the right, who's right and who is wrong. And those are the ones that I feel like can get really out of control and explosive when you're like trying to get somebody to see you as right and see them as wrong. Mm-hmm. But I think if you can change it to, I would like to give you a clear understanding of where I was coming from. Whether or not you agree with how I did it, at least understand where how A led to B, how B led to C, and how D led to E. And even in that, if you want to tell me in that discussion after you understand that, oh, well, I would have thought that your A would have went to C, not B. Okay. That's not how I saw it, but now I understand why you are mad at my A to B to C.
And usually this is where the discussion comes.
Mm-hmm.
After we have gotten mad at each other, mm-hmm. argued, and then like blew off all the steam, and then we come back to it. And that's usually when it gets, you know, resolved, is after both, you know, temperatures have come down and all of that. Then we'd be like, all right, now look, this is, you know, when this was done, when this was said, well, this is how it came off to me. Well, this is how it came off to me. Well, I only said that because of A, B, and C. And that's usually where we start dissecting it, and we can speak about it. Correctly. We can speak about it and think about it. Usually in the heat of it, it's just like, it does no good.
Right.
A lot of times it just doesn't. It's just like, all right, whatever. Leave the situation, then come back to it, and then we can both talk about it. You know, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. Yeah, diplomatically. We can talk about it with less of emotion, riding on a lot of our words. I do think it is hard to do when you're in the middle of the feeling some type of way. And I think that's why Marcus tends to like shy away from those type of arguments with me, where I want to do it while my memory is mostly clear. So I'm like, let's just do it now. But I will say, again, just getting, this is Tammy Steele says, Matt said objectively, which I think is a good word.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But Tammy Steele, she gets it. She was like, it drives me crazy when I feel misunderstood. Like when I either feel misunderstood or I feel like, am I insane? Like, how is this not, why aren't you understanding where I'm coming from? Or how did you get there? It does. That becomes even more important than the situation is me being understood. And that's probably where the tension in a lot of our arguments come from.
You being misunderstood?
No, you not understanding, that's why the conversation is still going.
Oh.
You wanting to retreat because you're like, we're talking in circles.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing. That's,
yes.
Whether professional world, when I was, you know, in the 9 to 5, real life, one of my biggest pet peeves is talking in circles. Mm-hmm. I can't even listen to somebody talking in circles in a different conversation. Drives me insane. So a lot of times, even it may be me, you know, not saying the right words to make her fully understand what I'm saying, and her bringing up the same situation, it's just like me, I will shut down, because I'm just like, we ain't getting nowhere with this. We are not getting anywhere with this. And that's why I'd be like, you know what? What do you want to hear? That's where my mind goes, is like, what does she need to hear so we can stop this? Because we're not getting anywhere. Then usually once we calm down and come back, with thinking more clearly, it's just like, all right, we have a better understanding. And that's where it comes to the resolution of, okay, now we got it. But yeah, the biggest thing initially, if it comes off as talking in circles, or if I'm hearing the same thing, I hear her saying the same thing, or I'm saying the same thing, giving the same response, I'm like, that's a form of insanity. You expect a different reaction to everything that you're doing. It's like, you're going to get the same one. So
Alicia Cheeks just put it best. She was like, it's really important for her to be understood, if nobody else, by my husband. Here is a quick example. We were getting ready to do TBTB. I don't know if you were here or not. And I text Josh and Melissa because I said, we're not going to have my girl. So we can just put it on the, I think we were going to have her, but I was like, I don't know how you all send it off to y'all's editor. And they were like, to Vimeo. And I was like, you send what to Vimeo?
Oh, yeah.
Just send the footage to Vimeo. And I'm like, but how? And they're like, through Vimeo. And I was like,
but how?
Yeah. And Melissa was like, you're going to send the link to the download link to Vimeo. And I was like, do you know how to do it? And she was like, yes. So then when we got here, I was like, okay, so what do we do? And she was like, well, it goes to Vimeo. And I was like, uh-huh, how? And she was like, oh, well, I don't know that part. And I was like, this is what I was talking about, right? So it was a thing of, she was like, me and Josh didn't understand you. I was like, clearly y'all didn't. Yeah. But no one was taking the time to understand they weren't. If I'm asking you the question again, that means the answer you're giving me is not fully answering the question I'm asking, but they didn't see that. But mm-hmm. for me, it was just the thing of, hey, if they know what to do, I'll step back. It's not that important to me. When it comes to me and you, though, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
We gonna get to what the answer of this thing is that I'm asking. Yeah.
So usually when we step away, instead of the how is the question that she's asking, and I'm giving the same response, the how then turns into, okay, usually when you send Vimeo, you have to do A, B, and C. I only have this type of platform, and I'm not able to do that. And that's, you know, we start to dissect it, what do you say, objectively.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that comes from. But in the heathen moment, it's how. Through the internet. How? The internet. How? Tabitha Brown's internet. I don't know how else to say this.
And I'm like, if you all think that I can just go press a Vimeo button and it shows up, y'all are, or if you think I can press internet and everything happens, y'all are, I want to see it happen. So I think a lot of times in conversations, and if I don't have the language to get you to understand the step that I'm missing, somebody in the conversation has to slow down and see where.
And that's the responsibility of both parties. It's like we are both sending the same thing. However, somebody needs to switch something up to get past that barrier of misunderstanding.
Right.
And if neither one of us is changing anything up. And a lot of times in the heat of it, it's hard to change up that dialect to get past that barrier. You got to get past that specific barrier of, like, instead of just how, it's like, I'm telling you how. It's like, no, but wait, look around the wall.
Right.
It's like, oh, you need this information.
There was a whole software I'd never used.
Yeah.
That Melissa didn't even know about. I said, now, do you understand where? I'm like, y'all, I know how to press record. This software ain't got nothing to do with what I've ever done in this studio. Okay, so we're going to come out of this so we can end this podcast with the last segment of.
Just 20 years, almost 20 years in of communicating. It's always a learning process.
Oh, absolutely. We will be arguing in heaven. Don't know why she
likes to argue so much.
I call them discussions.
You're right. No. I've been waiting to do that.
In honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, this week we're going to be recommending the self-care activities that we recommend. 10 out of 10 recommend is what I should say. So this is 10 out of 10 self-care edition. Give one thing that you like to do for your mental health that is like self-care based.
One thing I personally like to do is clean. One of those things, but I like to reap the repercussions of cleaning. So a lot of times it's therapeutic for me. Angel knows I will go out and wash my truck. I will completely detail it because for me, it lets my mind go. It eases my mind because it's a thankless thing. You know, you're not thinking about it. It's almost equivalent to somebody, you know, men like to fish. We like to be able to shut down. Some men like to be able to shut down and not think about anything. And for me, that's relaxing. I can go out, wash my truck, clean the inside, and then I can sit back and look at it, sit in it, and experience all the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good, and it's relaxing because my mind can completely shut off everything else in that moment.
I would go insane if cleaning was what, if that was my only self-care, because it does not. It makes me be in deep thought and about the task, and it overwhelms me. So praise God that is it for you. And I know other people who it's that for them. And I just, it every time I go into it, especially if it's a lot, you talking about anxiety just cranking up. I'd be like, man, I be wishing out those people.
I get a bit of advice for that, but I was like, this is going to sound like a dig, so I'm not going.
It was.
It wasn't gonna be a dig.
That's all right, but I don't need the advice. Because we got advice in that her name is Rosa. Is that her name?
Continue.
My self-care is a bath.
That's cleaning.
Cleaning my body. I know all those. I know it. Actually, I'm not doing it to clean my body. I'm doing a bath to sit and just soak. Okay. Yeah, it's more so the fragrances, the oils. It's really honestly not about, I would actually love to take a shower beforehand just so I can sit in the tub longer. The scents, the whole like calming feeling. I don't know if that has to do with my cancer sign of just being in that little small body of water by myself, having bubbles, having something that's a little more luxuriating to just sit in. It's very cliche, but I will say I have never regretted it. Even when Amar is in the bathtub with me, which is a lot of the time, I still enjoy just sitting in a hot tub of water. I really don't know what it is about it, but it is definitely one of the things, mental health wise, it allows me to just kind of, it's kind of like a meditative state, a space for me where I don't find myself like stressing about whatever my responsibilities are, because that it, to me is a responsibility. So I'm focused on that. And it kind of puts me in a place of gratitude very quickly from, instead of feeling the fear of not getting everything done, I am in a place of gratitude for everything I have accomplished. So that is my self-care tip, 10 out of 10 recommend. Well, today has been an amazing episode. I feel like it had so many twists and turns. And if you were able to stick through it and stick through that argument, I still call that a discussion. In all the awkwardness that came with it, you made it to an end of a really great episode, do you not think?
Yeah.
So you can check me out at That Chick Angel across every platform, including TikTok. You can watch this podcast on That Chick Angel TV. You can also join our Patreon. They've been watching this, and they're the people that we're talking to. My mother is one of the people in the Patreon. She's been in here trolling like a mug. But you can go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Tell them where they can find you, baby.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcusine on the Gram, Facebook at Marcusine on the Book. Y'all can also get my beard and body butter, Manshit, at manshyt.com. That's manshit.com. That's what I use. It's finally back up. I had to shut shop down for a while because I had some family emergencies, but it's back up and going now. Y'all can also find me on my other podcast called Let Us Tell It on Tanksley TV with me and Greg Goosby.
You guys,
Tank Don't Talk every now and then.
Let Us Tell It is popping off. If you all have not been watching it, these episodes have been so good. They've been so enlightening. And
Let Us Tell It is giving you a man's point of view. Just all men. It's like we're just being honest. You know, black men, brothers, husbands, uncles, whatever it may be. You know, we just giving our point of view on things, giving how we think, how we feel, how we discuss. This conversation me and Angel had about communication, it would sound completely different with me and Greg because we are two husbands, we are two men, and we're looking at the world completely different. So a lot of people seem to be enjoying it and learning things from it.
Yes. I mean, people have been, the engagement is out of this world. Mm-hmm. So congratulations. Mm-hmm. I know you all took a lot of hard work to get that together, to get the set together, and you have been doing great as a producer over there and as a host. You are just seasoned like some collard greens. Yes.
See what you did?
What I do?
You did that.
Well, thank you. No, you did it. You did the work. That's why I said Greg can thank me.
She's going to get the glory somewhere.
You just gave it to me. But no, make sure you check it out for real though. All right, you guys, until next time, we will talk to you all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.